Have you ever wanted to learn a new language? Maybe you were inspired by a recent international trip, became obsessed with a foreign film or TV show, wanted to communicate better with a loved one, or just felt like developing a new skill. With Rosetta Stone, learning a new language is easier than you thought. Rosetta Stone has been a trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered, including Spanish, French, Japanese, Dutch, and more. Learning is immersive and designed for long-term retention, so you fully learn to speak, listen, and even think in that language. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. Listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
The following production is part of the We Be Geeks podcast collective.
From days long ago, from uncharted regions of the universe, comes a legend.
The dream that came through a million years, that lived on through all the tears.
It came here, the Fandom Nexus.
Fabulous secret powers were revealed to our host as he plugged in his microphone.
I have a podcast!
Here he is, your Spider-Pan, Jeremy.
A Visit from St. Nicholas by Clement Clark Moore. 'Twas the night before Christmas, when all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. The children were nestled, all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. And Mama in her kerchief, and I in my cap, had just settled our brains for a long winter's nap. When out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, and tore open the shutters and threw open the sash. The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave the luster of midday to objects below. When, what to my wondering eyes did appear, but a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer, with a little old driver, so lively and quick, I knew in a moment he must be St. Nick. More rapid than Ingalls, his coursers they came, and he whistled, and he shouted, and he called them by name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donder and Blitzen, to the top of the porch, to the top of the wall, now dash away, dash away, dash away all! And as that leaves before the wild hurricane fly, when they meet with an obstacle mount to the sky, so up the housetop the coursers they flew, and with a sleigh full of toys, and St. Nicholas too. And then, in a twinkling, I heard on my roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. And as I drew in my head and was turning around, well, down the chimney St. Nicholas came with a bound. He was dressed all in fur from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. And a bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkled! His dimples, how merry! His cheeks were like roses, His nose was like a cherry. His troll little mouth was drawn up in a bow, and the beard of his chin was as white as the snow. The stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke encircled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a little round belly, and it shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf, and I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread. And he spoke not a word, but went straight to his work, and filled all the stockings, and then turned with a jerk, and laying a finger aside of his nose and giving a nod, up the chimney he rose. He sprang to his sleigh and to his team gave a whistle, and away they flew like the down of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim ere he drove out of sight, "Happy Christmas to all, and to all, a good night." Music by Kevin MacLeod, used under Creative Commons license. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through Him, and apart from Him, nothing came into being that has come into being. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we saw His glory, glory as of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth. For a child will be born to us, a son will be given to us, and the government will rest on His shoulders, and His name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace. There will be no end to the increase of His government or of peace on the throne of David and over His kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and righteousness from then on and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will accomplish this.
In the time of Herod, king of Judea, there was a priest named Zechariah, who belonged to the priestly division of Abijah. His wife, Elizabeth, was also a descendant of Aaron. Both of them were righteous in the sight of God, observing all the Lord's commands and decrees blamelessly. But they were childless, because Elizabeth was not able to conceive, and they were both very old. Once, when Zechariah's division was on duty and he was serving as priest before God, he was chosen by lot, according to the custom of the priesthood, to go into the temple of the Lord and burn incense. And when the time for the burning of incense came, all the assembled worshipers were praying outside. Then an angel of the Lord appeared to him, standing at the right side of the altar of incense. When Zechariah saw him, he was startled and was gripped with fear. But the angel said to him, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah. Your prayer has been heard. Your wife, Elizabeth, will bear you a son, and you are to call him John. He will be a joy and delight to you, and many will rejoice because of his birth, for he will be great in the sight of the Lord. He is never to take wine or other fermented drink, and he will be filled with the Holy Spirit even before he is born. He will bring back many of the people of Israel to the Lord their God, and he will go on before the Lord in the spirit and power of Elijah, to turn the hearts of the parents to their children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the righteous, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord." Zechariah asked the angel, "How can I be sure of this? I am an old man, and my wife is well along in years." The angel said to him, "I am Gabriel. I stand in the presence of God, and I have been sent to speak to you and to tell you this good news. And now you will be silent and not able to speak until the day this happens, because you did not believe my words, which will come true at their appointed time." Meanwhile, the people were waiting for Zechariah and wondering why he stayed so long in the temple. When he came out, he could not speak to them. They realized he had seen a vision in the temple, for he kept on making signs to them but remained unable to speak. When his time of service was completed, he returned home. After this, his wife Elizabeth became pregnant and for 5 months remained in seclusion. "The Lord has done this for me," she said. "In these days he has shown his favor and taken away my disgrace among the people."
Now, in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph, of the descendant of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And coming in, he said to her, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was very perplexed at this statement and kept pondering what kind of salutation this was. And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom will have no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel answered and said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. And for that reason, the Holy Child shall be called the Son of God. And behold, even your relative Elizabeth has also conceived a son in her old age. And she who was called barren is now in her sixth month. For nothing will be impossible with God." And Mary said, "Behold, bondslave of the Lord, may it be done to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. Now at this time, Mary arose and went in a hurry to the hill country, to a city of Judah, and entered the house of Zacharias and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. And she cried out with a loud voice and said, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And how has it happened to me that the mother of my Lord would come to me? For behold, when the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby leaped in my womb for joy. And blessed is she who had believed that there would be a fulfillment of what had been spoken to her by the Lord."
And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, because he has looked with favor on the humble condition of his servant. Surely from now on all generations will call me blessed, because the Mighty One has done great things for me, and his name is holy. His mercy is from generation to generation on those who fear him. He has done a mighty deed with his arm. He has scattered the proud because of the thoughts of their hearts. He has toppled the mighty from their thrones and exalted the lowly. He has satisfied the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel, remembering his mercy to Abraham and his descendants forever, just as he spoke to our ancestors." And Mary stayed with her about 3 months. Then she returned to her home.
Now the time came for Elizabeth to give birth, and she bore a son. And her neighbors and relatives heard that the Lord had shown great mercy to her, and they rejoiced with her. And on the eighth day, they came to circumcise the child, and they would have called him Zechariah after his father. But his mother answered, "No, he shall be called John." And they said to her, "None of your relatives is called by this name." And they made signs to his father, inquiring what he wanted him to be called. And he asked for a writing tablet and wrote, "His name is John." And they all wondered. And immediately his mouth was open and his tongue loosed, and he spoke, blessing God. And fear came on all their neighbors. And all these things were talked about through the hill and country of Judea. And all who heard them laid up their hearts, saying, "What then will this child be?" For the hand of the Lord was with him. And his father Zechariah was filled with the Holy Spirit and prophesied, saying, "Blessed be the Lord God of Israel. For he has visited and redeemed his people, and he has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets from of old, that we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us, to show the mercy promised to our fathers, and to remember his holy covenant, the oath that he swore to our father Abraham, to grant us that we, being delivered from the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him all our days. And you, child, will be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation to his people in the forgiveness of their sins, because of their tender mercy of our God, whereby the sunrise shall visit us from on high, to give light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. And the child grew and became a strong spirit, and he was in the wilderness until the day of his public appearance to Israel.
This is how the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you will give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet: "The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God with us. When Joseph awoke, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he did not consummate their marriage until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus.
In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that the entire inhabitant earth should be taxed. This taxation was first made when Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to his own city to be taxed. So Joseph also departed from the city of Nazareth in Galilee to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem in Judea, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child. So while they were there, the day came for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And in the same area, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And when an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were very afraid. But the angel said to them, "Listen, do not fear, for I bring you good news of great joy, which will be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David the Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign to you: you will find the baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a company of heavenly hosts, and praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace and goodwill toward men." When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to each other, "Let us now go to Bethlehem and see what has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." So they came hurrying and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. When they had seen him, they made widely known the word which was told them concerning this child, and all those who heard it marveled at what the shepherds told them. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, as it had been told them.
After Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, Magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all of Jerusalem with him. Gathering together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. And they said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea. For this is what has been written by the prophet: And you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least among the leaders of Judah, for out of you shall come forth a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod secretly called the Magi and determined from them the exact time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem, and he said, "Go and search carefully for the child, and when you have found him, report to me so that I too may come and worship him." Well, after hearing the king, they went their way, and the star which they had seen in the east went on before them until it came and stood over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. After coming into the house, they saw the child with Mary his mother, and they fell to the ground and worshipped him. Then, opening their treasures, they presented to him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned by God in a dream not to return to Herod, the Magi left for their own country by another way.
Same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The best New Year's deals are happening now at Tanger Outlets. Celebrate with up to 70% off savings from Nike Factory Store, Coach, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. From activewear to accessories, beauty, and apparel, find everything you're looking for to kickstart the new year. The clock is ticking. Hurry into Tanger Outlets to save more. Hundreds of brands, unbeatable value. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
J-E-L-L. The Jell-O program, starring Jack Benny with Mary Livingston and Phil Harris and his orchestra. The orchestra opens the program with "I Feel a Song Coming On." Around you. It's written in people's faces. It's anywhere and everywhere. The wonderful excitement that comes with Christmas week. Now, when spirits are high and appetites are keen, Jell-O is the perfect dessert for you to serve. For Jell-O's festive, shining colors, its delicious fresh fruit flavor are right in keeping with the gaiety of the season. So let Jell-O help you celebrate your holidays. Serve it in any one of its six delicious flavors. Flavors unusually rich because they come from fresh, ripe fruit. But just remember that there is only one Jell-O, and only Jell-O brings you that extra rich fruit flavor. So make no mistake. Insist on the real thing. Insist on genuine Jell-O. We bring you a man who stands for good, wholesome entertainment, who stands for bright, sparkling humor. In fact, a man who stands for almost anything, Jack Benny.
Thank you. Thank you. Hello again. This is standing Jack Benny talking. Listen, Don, I may be easygoing and all that, but there's a limit to just how much I will stand. I think you found that out the past few weeks.
But I've never really seen you blow up, Jack.
Well, that's because I managed to keep myself under control. But if I ever lose my temper, well, I just hope I'm not around when it happens.
Oh, Jack, you haven't such a temper. Why, I've heard you argue with Phil Harris, and you've been as gentle as a lamb.
Yes, Don, but you'll never know the battle that goes on inside of me. How I have to fight to hold myself back.
Well, that's generally a nice, safe quarrel.
Yes.
Jack, I don't want to interfere, but I do think that since Christmas is so near that you and Phil ought to make up.
No, Don. The wound is too deep. You see, you only know me on the surface, but there are really two Jack Bennies. There's the patient, amiable, fun-loving fellow you see around the studio. And then there's that other me. Stark, savage, primitive. A throwback to the Stone Age. I tell you, Don, one minute I'm as meek as a mouse, and then all of a sudden I'm Vesuvius erupting.
My, my.
Well, anyway, I'm through coddling people around here, and that goes for Phil Harris or anybody else. You know, you can go just so far, and then the worm turns.
You're right, Jack.
I'll say I am.
Hello, worm.
Well, I haven't turned yet. You better watch your step, too, Murray. What I just said about Phil goes for everybody on this program.
I'm not worried about you. I've got my own troubles. You know, I just had an awful fight with myself.
You did?
You may not know it, Jack, but there are two Mary Livingstons.
Oh, there are?
Yes. There's the quiet, home-loving me, who spends her time in the kitchen.
I see.
And then there's the other me, wild, reckless, with a yen for caviar and cheap jewelry.
Oh, so you've got a dual personality, too.
Have I? I'm a regular Dr. Jekyll and Mrs. Hyde.
Well, say, Don, did Phil get here yet?
Oh, yes, Jack. He's right on time tonight.
He must have read my thoughts last week. Believe me, it's good to put your foot down once in a while.
Hello, Mary.
Hello, Jack.
Hello, Kenny. Say, what kind of a hello was that?
That was my other self talking.
Hey, Don, look who's got another self.
Oh, yeah? I've got two me's, too.
Oh, you have, huh?
Sure. There's one me that you all know around the studio, good-natured, dumb, and unconscious.
Oh.
And then there's the real me, smart, bright, and witty.
Why don't you bring him around sometime?
Oh, Mary, leave him alone.
That guy don't know enough to come in out of the rain.
He does, too.
Come in where?
Forget it, Kenny. It doesn't rain in California anyway.
It doesn't?
No.
Then what keeps falling out of the sky? Orange juice?
Well, maybe the weather has a dual personality, too. You know, there are two sides to everything and everyone. Don't you think so, Don?
Positively. And now that you brought it up, you know, Jack, you may not believe this, but there are really two Don Wilsons.
Oh, I can see that, Don. But a little dieting will take care of that, you know.
Oh, you're laughing at my expanse.
No, I'm serious.
But all kidding aside, I too have another self. Oh. There's the quiet, retiring me who just says, Jell-O is the fastest-selling gelatin dessert in the world, and every day millions of people eat it.
I see.
And then there's that other me that says the Jell-O has six delicious flavors, strawberry, raspberry, cherry, orange, lemon, and lime.
Why, Don, you frightened me. Quick, Playboy! Don, go back to your mother and sit down. You can tell she comes from Dixie, conducted by Phil Harris, who also has a dual personality. By that I mean he's a two-timer. You know, during every number, he waves one hand at the orchestra and the other at the girls in the audience. And it's got to stop.
All right, I'll quit waving at the orchestra.
Well, at least that'll help the music. Or you've even poisoned the boys in the band against me.
I have not.
You haven't? Then why don't they laugh at my joke?
Why don't you say something funny?
I don't want to establish a precedent around here, that's why.
That's awfully good. Laugh at him, boys.
Well, at least they were together. That's more than I can say about their music. Zowie!
What happened?
Jack thought he said something funny.
It's a fine bunch I'm associated with.
What's the matter with you, Jack? Every year you pick a fight with us.
Well, what about it?
Last year it was just before Christmas, too.
Well, I like to do my Christmas scrapping early.
Jack, why don't you consider my suggestion and make up with Phil? How about it, Phil?
Well, I'm willing if that horseless cowboy is.
Yeah? Well, I'm not a horseless cowboy.
No, you're a brainless master of ceremonies.
Oh, yeah? That means fight in my country. I wish we were there.
Gee, a little geography saves Jack a lot of trouble.
Yeah. There'd be a lot of trouble right now if it wasn't that Kenny has to sing his songs.
I can wait, Jack.
You sing when you're supposed to, not when you're ready.
Oh, this thing's getting worse and worse. Come on, Jack. Now, make up with Phil. What do you say?
No, Don. I realize this is the time of year when we must forgive and forget. But even this holiday spirit cannot erase the scar that has been etched into my heart.
Oh, Jack, you're making a scar out of a molehill.
No, I'm not. Did you ever hear that famous poem by Ludwig Schmutz?
Changed authors
that
tonight.
That poem called Bear It With a Grin?
No.
Well, it goes something like this. When your soul is torn asunder by some fellow's thoughtless blunder, and your troubles deep down under, bear it with a grin. When he makes your life so dreary, and your eyes with tears are bleary, and you're, oh, so gosh darn weary, ha ha, bear it with a grin.
Mary.
So if your false friend should forsake you, and a fool he tries to make you, point at him and say, you snake you, and
say it with a groan.
Thank you. Well, I guess you know how I feel about it now, Don. Sing, Kenny.
And my poems are supposed to be bad.
Yeah.
so jealous of the moon, jealous of a summer night in June. Why can they remain beside my darling while I must leave?
Summer Night, sung by Kenny Baker, and tonight it seemed to have an extra touch of tenderness. But there's one thing that puzzles me, Kenny. How can you say so many dumb things and yet sing so sweetly?
Well, I don't have to think when I sing.
Oh.
I bet he's got a record in his mouth.
I doubt it.
Well, Jack.
Yes, Don.
I don't want to interrupt the program, but I may not get to see you again until after Christmas.
That's right.
Well, come to the point, Jack. Mary, Kenny, and I got together and bought you a little Christmas present, which I hope you'll like.
Well, thanks, Don. And Mary. You too, Kenny.
Oh, you're welcome. Here you are, Jack.
Yeah, I imagine it's something awfully nice. Well. Gee, this is a surprise. A gold button hook.
Uh-huh.
Say, that'll come in handy. Of course, I haven't worn button shoes in a long time, but if they ever come back, boy, I'll be all set.
Well, I'm glad you like it, Jack.
It's a beautiful button hook. And gold, too.
Yeah, and there's a toothpick on one end.
Oh, there sure is. Well.
If Keith ever come back, you'll be all set.
Well, thanks, kids. I sure appreciate this. Gee, you must have gone back 20 years to get it.
Oh, it wasn't any trouble, Jack.
No, I imagine it wasn't. Now, gather around, everybody. It's my turn to play Santa Claus. I got a little surprise for most all of you. Here's a little gift for you, Kenny. A beautiful red silk necktie.
Oh, thanks, Jack.
Isn't it pretty?
Gee. You know, this looks like the same tie I gave you last year.
Well, it isn't. It's different.
Yeah, it's got spots on it now.
Quiet, he can have it cleaned. And Don, here's a present for you. It's something I know you'll love.
What is it?
A box of genuine Jell-O.
Oh, goody!
Yeah, I knew
you'd
love it.
You know, my wife's going to give me a sliced pineapple for Christmas, and they'll go swell together.
Oh, they sure will.
Oh, Jack.
What?
Where's the present I'm going to exchange?
Here, and don't be funny. Change.
What is it?
What is it? Can't you see? It's an earring.
An earring?
Yeah.
One earring? Where's the other one?
Well, there'll be other Christmases, won't there?
This is a fine present. Now I'll be lopsided.
Put it on, Mary. That's a style now, anyway. One earring.
Jack, didn't you forget somebody?
Not anybody that didn't forget me. But to show you the difference in characters, come here, Mary. Here's a present for him. You give it to him.
Okay. Here, Phil. Jack told me to give you this Christmas present.
What is it? It's a curling iron.
A curling iron?
Yes.
Thanks, only my hair is naturally curly.
Well, if it ever straightens out, you'll be all set. And incidentally, it's time for your next number, so stop grinning at the girls in the audience and play.
All right, Simon.
Yeah, now, wait a minute. I may be exacting, but I'm no Simon Legree.
I meant Simple Simon.
Oh. Now I'm stumped. Now go ahead and play a number, smarty pants. Say, Mary, how do you like that earring I gave you?
Fine. My ear's turning green already.
Some Christmas spirit around here.
Some present, too.
Yeah. Mutiny in the Brass Section, played by Curly Harris, the kink of jazz. And incidentally, folks, not that I care, but evidently Mr. Harris has never heard that it's better to give than to receive. Imagine a guy not reciprocating after you've given him a swell curling iron.
Well, it isn't even electric.
I suppose you like Benjamin Franklin to autograph it. What a guy. And now, folks, this being our last program before...
A sweet birthday.
Oh, well, come in.
Hello, Chick Barney.
Hello, Patsy. Hey, it's good to see you again. How'd you happen to drop in?
Well, it's the holiday season, and I'm bringing Yuletide greetings.
Well, thanks. What are you doing these days, Patsy?
Can you read Hangul?
Of course I can read English.
Then here's my card.
Patsy Flick. Suit, clothes, and Merry Christmas. So you're in the clothing business now, eh?
Yes, sir. And, Jake, to start a bowl rolling, I brought you a Christmas present.
Well, that's very nice of you, Patsy, but you didn't have to do it.
Don't mention it, cutie. I'm sentimental.
Oh, look at this, a brand new suit. Is it really a present for me?
It's not for Marlene Dietrich.
Well, it sure is a nice gesture. Hey, wait a minute. There's only the pants and vest here. Where's the coat?
That'll cost you $75.
I see. Well, I don't need a new suit.
You don't need a suit. Look at that coat you're wearing.
What's wrong with it?
The tastes I wouldn't put in that bag.
Oh, you wouldn't, eh?
And look at the cheap material. You call this a pocket? See?
Hey, wait a minute.
Hold on there. What are you doing to Jack?
Don't interrupt the sale.
Say, you've got a lot of nerve.
And look at this sleeve. Now, is that a coat, I ask you?
Not now it isn't, no.
And look at those pants.
Shall I leave the room, Jack?
No, this has gone far enough. Here, take back your pants and vest and get out of here.
Well, that's chiseled. You give a guy a present and he don't even reciprocate.
Well, goodbye and Happy New Year.
Who needs it? Hey!
Look at my coat all ripped and torn. I got a date with a doll right after the program. Now, what are you laughing at?
If it's a rag doll, you're all set.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, as I said before, this being our last program before Christmas, tonight we are going... What's that? Well, Sheriff Andy Devine. Glad to see you, Andy.
Oh, glad to see you too, Buck.
What brings you here tonight?
Well, ain't you and me going out looking for Cactus Face Elmer, the outlaw?
Doggone it, Andy. We got to arguing and talking up here tonight and giving out presents. I'm afraid we won't be able to do Buck Benny rides again until next Sunday.
Oh, shucks. Yeah. And I'm all dressed up in my cowboy suit.
Well, don't take it so hard. Come over next Sunday and you can play with us. Sorry you had to make this long trip, Andy.
Well, I didn't mind coming over. I'm kind of stuck on Mary, you know.
Stop blushing, Andy.
I ain't blushing, I'm boiling.
Well, Andy, I'm sorry about Buck Benny. I really am.
Well, I'm sure disappointed, too.
I know how you feel.
Oh, doggone it. But you know, Buck, that reminds me of a poem by Ludwig Schmutz.
Good old Schmutzy. Good old Schmutzy. By Ludwig, huh?
Yes, sir, and it goes something like this. When you're just a buckaroo... And Buck Benny, you cannot do. Don't feel bad and don't feel blue. Just bear it with a grin.
Ah, those are real sentiments, Andy. Ludwig sure went to town on that one, huh?
Well, so long, Buck. See you next week.
So long, Andy.
So long.
he sure has a lot of fun, doesn't he, huh? Well, I got to run along now, fellas. The program is nearly over anyway. I don't think you need me here any longer tonight. And besides, I've got a date, so I'm going to go. Goodbye, Mary.
Goodbye, Jack, and a Merry Christmas.
Same to you. So long, Don. Goodbye, Kenny.
Merry Christmas, Jack.
Same to you. Well, so long.
Hey, Jack.
Yeah?
Merry Christmas to you.
Same to you, Phil. Goodbye.
Wait a minute, Jack. I want to talk to you.
Well, hurry up. I've got a date.
Listen, Jack, I think we've both been acting like a couple of kids. But I want to tell you one thing, and it comes right from my heart. I've been with you 12 weeks now, and I've enjoyed every minute of it.
You wouldn't know it.
Of course, sometimes you've tried to act hard-boiled, but deep down underneath, you're a regular guy.
No, I am I? Well, I'm going.
Wait a minute, Jack. Just to show you how I feel about you, here's a little Christmas present.
Thanks.
Well, why don't you open it?
Oh, you open it. It's probably some trick.
Gee, I hope you like it, Jack.
Oh, I already said thanks.
Gee, look, fellas.
Gosh, gee whiz.
Oh, Jack, look. Why, it's the most beautiful watch I've ever seen.
I've got a watch.
And look at that platinum case and diamonds all around it.
I thought so. If I wear that, somebody will hold me up and hit me over the head.
Oh, gee, it's beautiful, Phil.
Oh, it certainly is.
Oh, Jack, that's really something.
Gee, it is pretty, isn't it? Gee, platinum and diamonds all around it. Gee, thanks, Phil.
You're welcome, Jack.
Oh, boy, that is gorgeous, huh? Well, Phil, I hardly know what to say now. I feel so... Oh, I don't know.
Forget about it, Jack.
Yeah, I wish I'd have bought you an electric iron now. Boy, I'll bet this must have set you back plenty, huh, Phil?
Well, just don't fire me for about 2 years.
Well, Phil, all I can say is I'm terribly sorry for everything that happened, and see if I can ever do anything for you. And if you ever want to know what time it is, don't hesitate to ask me.
I don't value anything, Jack, as much as I do your friendship.
Gee, I didn't know you felt that way. See, but all I can say is, well, thanks, Phil.
Oh, you're welcome, Jack. Merry Christmas.
come on, fellas. Come on, pull yourselves together. Ladies and gentlemen, I wish you could all be here to witness this touching display of friendship. In fact, I personally am so moved that I can hardly say that...
Jell-O is the most tempting gelatin in the rest of the world. So just be sure to get the genuine Jell-O with a big red letter on the
Santa Claus, you bet your life there is, and you'll be more certain of it than ever once you taste Jell-O chocolate pudding. It's the best that comes your way since the old days when your grandmother made chocolate pudding. Smoother, creamier, more chocolatey, with a grand homemade flavor. That's Jell-O chocolate pudding. And it's amazingly easy and inexpensive to make. Here's all you do. Mix the contents of one package with some milk in the top of your cup. Cool, and this delicious pudding is all ready to be served in your sherbet glasses. And if you want to give it an extra special Christmas touch, add some raisins or toasted nuts or both. You'll get 6 luscious servings from each package of Jell-O chocolate pudding, which sells for the same low price as Jell-O. Ask your grocer about it tomorrow. If he hasn't put it in stock yet, be sure he orders it for you. Remember the name, Jell-O chocolate pudding.
Last number of the 12th program in the new Jell-O series, and we'll be with you again next Sunday night at the same time when you will hear our next installment of Buck Benny Rides Again. Well, fellas, I was going out on a party tonight, but I'd much rather be with a gang. Come on, let's all go out and make whoopee.
Okay, go ahead.
How about you, Phil?
Thanks, Jack, but I've already got a date tonight.
Oh, bring her along. And if she's got a girlfriend, bring her along for me.
She has, Jack, but her girlfriend isn't very pretty.
Oh, I don't care. Filthy, as long as I'm with you.
And Phil don't care as long as he's with a girl.
Good night, folks, and Merry Christmas.
J-E-L-L-O.
Jell-O.
Tune, here's Love in Your Eyes from the big broadcast of 1937. Summer Night is from Sing Me a Love Song. The Jell-O program comes to you over the Red Network from the Hollywood studios of the National Broadcasting Company.
KFI, Los Angeles, Earl C. Anthony, Incorporated. 15 seconds before 9.
Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.